Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Come on, you know the words. All right, Dave, solo. Mary, two-part harmony. That's great. John DeCoss, get in here and get you some.
Blue Moon.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Time for Breakfast with the Blackhawk, and the great Tony Esposito joins us. Good morning, Goalie. How are you?
Thanks, Steve. Nice to talk to you, and it's a beautiful morning.
Happy Thanksgiving in advance. Where will you be Thanksgiving Day?
I will be back in Florida here and going to spend it with my brother.
Oh, you're going to see Phil. That's great. How often do you see Phil these days?
Well, we see each other quite a bit, actually. I mean, our schedules are a little bit of conflict, but we get, you know, every week or so we sort of get together.
Is he still doing the Tampa Bay games?
Oh, yeah, he's doing the games, and he does a lot of their socializing aspect of it.
Sure.
Much like what we do in Chicago.
I tell people all the time, and Dave, you know this, if you want to hear the Ron Santo of hockey, the fan the booth, it's Phil Esposito doing Tampa Bay Rays games.
No question.
Rays, what am I talking about? Why don't we put him in skates?
How about the Lightning?
The Lightning.
He
could do the Rays. But I love listening to your brother because he loves that team and he loves good hockey and he's never, ever, ever is shy about his opinion.
Well, that's true. He's very opinionated, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, if you know what I mean.
Well, I hope you're with a bunch of people you love on Thanksgiving, just like everybody else that's listening. But let's talk about this team for a second. After you tell me, how'd the Toronto trip go?
Well, that was very nice. The induction in the Hall of Fame and Bob Birdie being a recipient of the sportscasters,
sports writers, yeah.
Sports writers, and it was fun. It was moving, and the guy deserves it.
Verdi's unbelievable. Verdi, you go back, you read anything. I would defy you. Find me anything Verdi has written that looks outdated. You could drop any of his stuff that he wrote from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, all the way through today. And it still stands up.
Well, he is such a prolific writer. He's always interesting, and he might make his point, but a little more subtly than a lot of other writers.
He's an artist,
and he doesn't go at you like full head on. And if he's criticizing you, he does it in a sort of a nice way.
And I would guess, one of the guys you sort of like seeing back in the days as a player, as opposed to maybe some of the other writers.
Oh, yeah. He's very fair and he's a good guy. I used to go out and have a beer with him sometimes after the game because you knew that he was going to write about the game, but it's not a personal issue, you know. In other words, I didn't see so-and-so out last night drinking beer or something, you know what I mean? And he is everybody's relaxed around him. When he goes in the locker room, nobody's worried about anything that slips out or anything.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely do. And John McDonough got another award. McDonough's going to have to put a wing on his house for all the awards he's getting.
Yes. He had an award. I was at one of his awards. He got one businessman of the year. That was one on Sunday night. I couldn't go to his award on Monday because I was at Verdi's award. But it was a lot of fun. And, John's very interesting when he talks. He was giving, how to run a business and that kind of stuff. And he was right on the money completely.
Yeah. Yeah, a good guy.
It's a good problem to have when you're getting too many awards to get to all of the award ceremonies.
Yeah.
Because they're happening at the same time. Tony, what, as you watch this team now, and they're one game into the trip, and they have another game tonight at Calgary. Anything concern you about the way they're playing right now?
I just think that overall we're playing pretty well. We've had our ups and downs a little bit, but we'd like to see as a team, you know, the Blackhawks, I'd like to see, I shouldn't say we, I would like to see the third and fourth line giving a little more contribution. You know, we got our two lines, they've been winning us all the games, and if you get a little more from the third line and fourth line, that will help immensely.
Yeah, they're hitting, but you're not getting the offensive pop out of them.
Yeah, you know, and if they shut us down like they did the other night, they just checked our guys into the ground, our main players, and as a result, the other guys offset our third and fourth line, so we had no production.
The goaltending's been pretty spectacular. I know Corey had a bad night in Winnipeg, but that's the only one he's had all year.
Well, everybody has a bad game. You just don't want to have two bad games.
You never had a bad game. Who are you kidding? You never had a bad game.
Everybody lets in bad goals. Everybody has a bad game. But you bounce back the next night, and I expect maybe a little better effort, not from only Corey, but from the rest of our team, and maybe a little get the lead on them and let them play catch up.
The key is really, as you've told me in the past, you know, watching games together and stuff, it's a routine, right? If a goalie's routine on game day gets thrown off, that's not good for you guys.
Well, it's not, but you know what happens is, like, for example, Corey didn't play it up to his standards the last game, and no secret, everybody knows. But the thing is, you bounce back and have another good game, you know what I'm saying, and bounce back and say, you guys, I let you down, now I'm gonna help you this game. But the thing is that, you know, we got two games in two nights, and there's a good chance that the coach probably might use both goalies.
And even though he maybe didn't play his best game the other night, you know, it's still a 1-0 hockey game in the third period. And, you know, mm-hmm. he's giving them a chance every night, even if in this case they couldn't get anything going at the other end.
Well, yeah, but Winnipeg really, they neutralized us to a degree, and they were playing it tight, mm-hmm. and they got the break, and then they got another break, and then they shut us down. But the thing is, they weren't coming out aggressively and trying to overpower us. They were playing it very cautious.
It's the great Tony Esposito. I like our chances with Calgary. I like our chances the rest of the trip. And
well, I mean, not really, Steve. I mean, we got six games to go. I mean, if we come out with four wins out of six, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good, but it's not good enough for me. I like 6-1.
Steve wants five.
I know what you mean. Sure.
Yeah, I want 6-1, Tony, and I'm not going to accept anything less. I'm going to have a talk with the
fellas. I would like to win them all, yes.
Remember that, well, they did that the last time they had a seven-game circus trip. They lost the first one in Colorado.
And then
they
swept the rest.
They won the rest of the game.
See, Tony, it turns out I was right.
We played pretty well out west, actually.
White meat or dark meat on the turkey for you?
Well, I'll have probably, the drumstick and maybe a little bit of darker meat.
Yeah. And we'll get
not
you some...
too much. I don't like to overkill.
You a beets guy? You like beets?
Not really.
No, me neither. I don't know what the point of beets are. They're ridiculous.
Well, hey, I don't know what that's about. But anyway, I just like to, the gravy and all that stuff. And naturally, we have a tendency to overeat and have fun. And it's a remembrance time for guys that get a little older, like you, Steve.
That's what friends are for. You're the best, Tony O, and congratulations on all the great work you're doing with the Hawks. And go Hawks. Let's get it done.
Steve, you've always been a true friend, and I appreciate it.
All right, all the best.
Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Why'd you ask him about beets?
Nothing like getting the needle from Tony O.